来查考以赛亚书。
We are going to continue to study the book of Isaiah.
我们昨天查考到第九章。
Yesterday we studied up to chapter 9.
在以赛亚书里面有很多非常好的圣经节。
In the book of Isaiah, there are many good Bible verses.
在新约圣经里面也有引用。
And these verses are frequently referenced in the New Testament.
第九章的第一节在马太福音第四章有引用。
And in Matthew chapter 4, it actually referenced Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1.
我们看马太四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
13节。
Verse 13.
所以说耶稣退到加利利，后来离开拿撒勒往加百农去，在那个地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上，主耶稣传道来到西布伦跟拿弗他利的边界上。
Here Jesus Christ was preaching and in the border of Hebron.
14节
Verse 14.
这要应验先知以赛亚的话。
This is to fulfill the word of the spoken by prophet Isaiah.
所以以赛亚书好像是一个剧本，已经写好了，800年前写好了。那主耶稣来了，就照这个剧本这样把这台戏演完。
And the book of Isaiah is like a playbook, and 800 years later, when our Lord Jesus Christ came, he just act out the book.
所以完全照那个预言这样行出来。
Everything is according to the prophecy.
15节。
Verse 15.
西布伦拿弗他利的，就是沿海之路约旦河外的外邦人的加利利地。16节。
Verse 16.
那坐在黑暗的大光看见大光，黑暗的百姓看见大光，坐在石印之地有光发现。这个地方讲我们人都是坐在黑暗里面的。
Here it refers to all the human beings are in the darkness.
那主耶稣去传道理，所以他们看见大光。
When our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching, they saw a great light.
这个光就是人的希望。
And this light is the hope of man.
那死亡是一个阴影。
Death is a shadow.
光照着阴影就没有了。
When the light shines upon the shadow disappears.
所以主耶稣说，生命在我，复活在我。
And our Lord Jesus Christ says, resurrection is with me.
I am the life.
I am the life and the resurrection.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way.The life and the truth.
所以耶稣走到的地方就没有死亡，他是大光照耀。
Goes, there's no death because he is the great light.
我们再回到以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn back to the book of Isaiah chapter 9.
第九章的十一节到跟十四节在中文这里有两个因此。
In chapter 9, verse 11 and verse 14, and in There's the word so.
这个是前面就是原因了，后面就是结果。
In the beginning is the reasons, and the end is the results.
以色列百姓觉得他们可以改变他们的命运。
The Israelites thought they can change their own destiny.
但是神要用外国来攻打他们，改变他们的命运。
But the Lord God used the other nations to attack them to change their destiny.
所以可见在人世间发生的事情其实背后都有一个神在引导，在控制。
We can see that things that are happening in this world are actually directed and controlled by God.
然后到十四节又有一个因此
In verse 14 is also there's a therefore.
前面是原因，后面是结果。
The beginning is the reason, and the end of that verse is the result.
虽然以色列百姓受苦，但是还不归向神。
Even though the people of Israel were suffering, but they did not return to God.
那到底原因在哪里？
What was the reason?
我们如果从十四节看，
If we start looking at verse 14.
因此主一日之间必从以色列中剪除头与尾的中枝与芦苇。15节
Verse 15.
长老和尊贵人就是头，以谎言教导人的先知就是尾，所以可以看出来我们再看16节
Verse 16.
因为引导这百姓使他们走错了路 啊，被引导的都灭亡了。十七节。
17,
所以主不喜悦他们的少年人，也不怜恤他们的孤儿。为什么这么多人死呢
？Why did so many people die？
啊，原因是走错了路。
Because they have walked in the wrong way。
啊，那为什么走错了路呢
？Why did they go astray？
啊，就是这里讲啊，长老、尊贵人还有先知。
The elder and the honorable and the teachers。
啊，所以在这里用形容他们啊。好像头与尾，好像棕树与芦苇。
They are the head and the tail.
那在受苦当中没有回头啊，这跟啊当时在带领以色列百姓这些长老哦，还有哦先知都有关系。
The reason they did not return to God, even though they were suffering, has to do with their elders and their prophets at the time.
所以有时候我们在教会里面呢、啊，在啊，职务会啊，职务会就是带领教会的。
The church board is the leader of the church.
啊，所以有时候职务会是整个教会方向的一个关键。
The church board is the key to the direction of the church.
我们做得好，在天上的赏赐很大。
If you do good, your reward in heaven is great.
但是如果我们方向带错了
，If you lead the church in the wrong direction,
我们在神面前要向神负责。
You will have to be responsible to God.
哦，所以这是责任非常大的。
This is a great responsibility.
就像当时的先知、当时的长老一样。
Just like the elders and the prophets at the Isaiah time.
以色列百姓被引导错误，所以好多人死亡、受苦。
The Israel people were led to the wrong way. That's why many people died and were suffering.
那在十七节的最后一句话，有一句话说。他的怒气还未转消，他的手仍伸不缩。
At the end of verse 17, it says, "For all his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still."
好，这一句话出现大概有十次。
This word appear about 10 times.
哦，也就是说，哈，神的愤怒没有转消。
And that's to say that the anger of God is still there.
神惩罚的手没有缩回来。
The punishing hand has not been lifted.
不是神不爱人。
It is not that God do not love the people.
是人刚硬。
Because men harden their heart.
哦，所以我们人啊，到最后无可救药，不是神不救我们，是我们自己刚硬。
In the end, if we men are hopeless, it's not because of God, but it's rather we harden our heart.
所以人灭亡，不是神没有怜悯，是人的硬心。
If man is destroyed, it's not because God has no mercy, but we harden our heart.
我在以赛亚书可以看得出来。
We can see that in the book of Isaiah.
那到第十章。
In chapter 10.
第十章就讲亚述受祸。
This is describing woes to the Assyria.
第五节讲亚述是神的工具。
In verse 5, it mentioned that Assyria is a tool of God.
用来惩罚以色列百姓。
To punish the Israel people.
因为以色列百姓有罪，神要叫他们对自己的罪负责。
Because the Israelites have sinned, and God want them to be responsible for their sin.
但是虽然亚述是神的工具
，Even though the Assyrians are the tools of God,
亚述的罪，神也要叫他自己负责。
God will also ask the Assyrians to pay for their own sins.
所以每一个人在神面前必须对自己的生活跟行为负责。
So every one of us has to be responsible for our own life.
所以在神面前，他是绝对的公平。
Before God, He is absolutely righteous and just.
好，那为什么神要叫亚述负责
？Why did God want the Assyrian to be responsible？
第八节提到
，Verse 8，
他对以色列百姓的惩罚超过神要叫他做的。
What they did to the Israel was exceeding what God had wanted them to do.
神只叫他说你把他惩罚，但是他还把他灭掉。
God asked the Assyrian to punish the Israel, but they destroyed the Israelites.
这就是没有尊重神的主权。
This is to not respect the authority of God.
好像一个雇员超过了他的老板叫他做的事情。
Just like an employee did more than what the employer, his boss has asked him to do.
那超过的那一部分就是他自己的意思。
And whatever is exceeded is his own will.
那超过的那一部分是出于恶意的。
The portion that was exceeded was come from the evil intention.
所以超过的那一部分，神要找他算账。
God want him to repay for the portion that he exceeded.
那在十二节
，in verse 12，
他提到神要刑罚亚述的另外一个原因。
This another reason God want to punish the Assyria.
哦，就是当他们克服攻克了以色列百姓后，心中起骄傲。
After they conquer the Israelites, they were proud.
把这些原因都归于自己的荣耀。
They give glory to themselves.
他的能力，他的智慧。
They thought they have power and they have wisdom.
他甚至很有自信，我想要做什么，我就能做什么。
And they were so proud that they thought they can do anything that they want to do.
连神的选民，我都可以把他打败，还有什么不能？
They can even destroy, defeat the chosen people of God. Then what else can they not do?
但是他们忘记了，他们能够做得成背后有一个因素，就是因为神允许他们去做。
But they forgot one major reason that they were able to defeat the Israelites because God allowed them to.
所以忘记啊，把自己功劳归于自己。
They forgot and they give glory to themselves.
这是神要找他算账的一个原因。
That is another reason God want to punish them.
所以我从这里看出来啊，以色列民跟外邦人都要在神面前对自己的行为负责。
From here we can see that the Israelites and the Gentiles they have to be responsible for their own action.
那到了第十章的后头，神就借着先知告诉以色列百姓啊的盼望，他们要从亚述啊中间得到释放。
In the second part of chapter 10, God gave them hope they will come out from the Assyria.
我们看27节。
Verse 27.
到那日，亚述王的重担必离开你的肩头，他的轭必离开你的颈项，那轭也要因肥壮的缘故啊撑断。所以到这里讲啊，他们要从亚述得到自由。
They will be free from the Assyrian.
所以神这样讲，事就这样成就。
God said this and it happened.
这个是神的话有权柄，就是在这里。
This is the authority of the word of God.
没有一个人能够挑战神的话的主权威。
No one can challenge the power of the word of God.
所以以后以色列百姓就从亚述得到自由。
And later on, the Israelites were free from the Assyrian.
那到了十二章。
In chapter 12.
十一章啊。
Chapter 11.
十一章在提到耶西的根。
This is referring to the root of Jesse.
这个是预表救主的降临。
This is to prefigure the coming of our Savior.
他的根要繁荣。
His root will be branch out.
然后要结果子。
And bear fruit.
关键就是神的灵要在他身上。
The key is the Spirit of God. Spirit of God will be in him.
弥赛亚的国度要借着他降临。
The Messianic kingdom will establish because of him.
好，我们现在看第六节开始。
From verse 6 onward.
第六节开始在讲神的圣山啊，一个啊，好像乌托邦一个理想的世界。
The mountain of God is like an ideal world.
说豺狼要与绵羊同居。
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb.
这不可能的，因为狼是要吃羊的。
This is impossible because the wolf will devour the lamb.
那豹子与山羊羔同卧。
The leopard shall lie down with the young goat.
这也是不可能的。
This is also impossible.
少壮的狮子要与牛犊并肥畜同群。这本来这些少壮的狮子要吃的对象。
The calf and the young lion and the fawning together.This is not possible because the young lion will eat the calf.
第八节，吃奶的孩子要玩耍在毒蛇的洞口。
Verse 8. The young one shall lie down together and the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
这个代表说我们每一个人本来都有不同的个性。
And also in verse 8, also referring to we all have different characters.
有人像绵羊。
Some like sheep.
那有的像豺狼
，some like wolf，
有的像牛犊
，some like calf，
有的像狮子
，some like lion，
有的像毒蛇
，some like the serpent。
他说每个人个性不一样
，we all have different characters。
但是第九节说，在神的圣山这一处都不伤害人。
And in verse 9 it mentioned that when they are all in the holy mountain of God, they will not hurt the other。
神的圣山是属灵的，就是指的教会。
The holy mountain is spiritual, which is referring to the church.
我们的罪得到赦免。
Once our sin has been forgiven,
我们的罪性得到更新。
Our sinful nature has been changed.
所以过去各种不同性格的人就能够重新都聚在一起，彼此很融洽的。
In the past, we all have different characters, but now we can gather together.
所以第九节下半句。
Second part of verse 9.
因为认识神的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
The knowledge of the Lord will fill the waters, cover the sea.
在以赛亚书的后面说，神是自隐的神，所以神好像没有办法了解。
And the Isaiah also mentioned that God hides Himself. It's very difficult to understand God.
但是在第九节里面又说，认识神的知识好像海洋一样。非常的多。
If you know the knowledge of God, then it's like waters cover the sea in verse 9 that we just read.
对，因为当神启示我们，我们对他的认识就会增加。
When God revealed to us, then our understanding of God will increase.
所以我们在这里所查考的就是在认识神。
What we are doing here today is to understand God.
但是在这个教会以外，我们在世俗的世界里面，没有几个人能够谈到神是什么。
And outside of the church,In the world, very few people are discussing about God.
因为对他们是隐藏的，对我们是显露的。
To them, it is hidden. To us, it is revealing.
所以耶西的根所要带来的是一个神国的兴旺。
The root of Jesse will bring the revival of the kingdom of God.
是一片和平和睦的景象。
It's a picture of peace and harmony.
也可以说西方那个乌托邦的世界的再现。
Is and the coming of the ideal world.
那十二节十二章
，Chapter 12.
那十二章就在讲歌颂神。
Is to praise God.
我看第一节
，Verse 1.
到那日，你们必说：“神啊，我要称谢你，因为你虽然向我发怒，你的怒气却已转消，又安慰了我。神的愤怒只不过一时。
The anger of God is Only a short time.
但是神的恩典是一生一世。
But the mercy of God is lifelong.
神不会永远的刑罚他的百姓。
God will not punish his people forever.
但神却会永远的爱他的百姓。
He will love his people forever.
所以神的发怒是一时的。
The anger of God is short.
所以这一篇诗里面每一句都非常的美。
Every verse in this psalm is very beautiful.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神是我的拯救，我要依靠他，不惧怕。主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他成了我的拯救。这个地方讲，我们人的盼望在乎神。
Here it mentioned that our hope is God.
也只有神能够救我们。
Only God can save us.
所以在以赛亚书的三十章有讲，得救在乎归回。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 mentioned that The only way to receive salvation is to return to God.
归回向神。
Return to God.
为什么有的人的问题会非常多？
Sometimes, why do we have a lot of problems?
为什么有的家庭问题非常多？
Why is some family having a lot of issues?
很可能是离开神。
Maybe they have departed from God.
里面没有神。
There's no God in them.
问题就一直跑出来。
Then all the problems arise.
那我们归向神。
If we return to God,
神就是我们的拯救。
God is our Savior.
问题就越来越少。
Then we will have less problems.
所以这个是最根本解决问题的方法。
This is the basic way of solving the problem.
但是要改变归回，当然这是需要一段痛苦的挣扎。
To change and to return, you have to go through a painful process of struggling.
但是这里说神是我的力量。
But here it mentioned that God is my strength.
神会帮助我们。
God can help us.
神是我的诗歌。
God is our psalm and praise.
看到神给我们的恩典，帮助我们改变，我们就会从心里赞美神。
We can see the blessings and the God's help, then we will praise God from our heart.
我看第四节
，verse 4.
在那日，你们要说，当称谢神，求告他的名，将他所行的传扬在万民中，提说他的名已被尊崇。
Verse 4, and in the day you will say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted.
所以最后 我们所做的一切就是要让神的名被尊崇。
And at the end, everything that we do is to exalt the name of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀，圣经这样讲。
The Bible says the skies describes the glory of God.
一切我们神一切的作为就是要述说他的荣耀。
All the works of God is to mention His glory.
所以这里说神的名被尊崇。
The name of the God is exalted.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
锡安的居民应当扬声欢呼，因为在你们中间以色列圣者乃为大。
Cried out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of the Israel in your midst.
在我们中间，以色列的圣者就是我们所拜的神，他是至大的神。
In our midst, the Holy One of Israel, which is the God that we worship, is a great one.
所以以色列百姓在受苦绝望当中，忽然出现了这么美的一首诗歌。
So during their suffering, all of a sudden, such a great Psalms appear.
使他们看到盼望，得到力量。
They see hope and they also gain strength.
使他们能够称赞神，能够歌颂神。
They were able to praise God.
所以人在受苦中所需要的是集中在神的上面。
So during our time of suffering, we have to focus on God.
不是集中在我们的苦难上面。
Not to focus on our suffering.
那十三章到十四章。
Chapter 13 and 14.
现在就提到巴比伦，神开始审判列国。
Here mentioned about the kingdom of Babylon to punish and judge the other nations.
所以一章到三十九章都在提到神的审判。
From chapter 1 through chapter 39, it's referring to the judgment of God.
当然巴比伦非常的，后来巴比伦非常强盛。
Later on, Babylon was very strong.
所以巴比伦把亚述打败了。
Babylon defeated Assyria.
但是这是神允许他强盛。
This is God allowed Babylon to be powerful.
但是后来巴比伦就败落了。
Later on, they also fall apart.
神就是他就消灭了，神就让他消灭了。
And God allowed Babylon to be destroyed.
神就预言。
God prophesied.
所以以后就这样实现。
And it happened.
好，那十四章。
Chapter 14.
十四章又预言以色列民要归回。
It prophesied the return of the Israelite.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
外邦人必将他们带回来本土，以色列必在神的地上得外邦人为仆婢，也要掳掠先前掳掠他们的，压制先前他们的。后来古列王下令让他们回来。
Later on, King Cyrus allowed them to return.
那帮助他们重建家园。
Help them to restore their family.
真的，后来就实现了。
And it happened.
那十二节开始再提，这个是也可以把它解释作对巴比伦的一个描写，为什么他会败落？但是十二节以后，也更重要的是在灵界的一种堕落。
And in verse 12, we can use this to describe how refer to the Babylon, but also can refer to how the weakness in the spirit.
好，我们现在读哈，我从十二节读，然后从十三节一直到十四节，我们算看这里面有几个我。
I'm going to start reading from verse 12 onward, and in verse 13 and verse 14, you can count how many I.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你竟从何从天坐落？这个明亮之星，早晨之子，这都是好的，在描写当时的天使。
This is describing the stars from the heaven. Those are the good things. They are describing the angel at the time.
当然也可以指着巴比伦，好像早晨的星，充满着盼望。
But you can also use that to describe Babylon, which is full of hope.
所以这个下面一句说你竟何从天堕落，这个可以指着灵界的堕落。
How are you fallen from heaven? This is like a spiritual fall.
然后下面说你攻败列国的何竟被砍倒在地上，这可以指着巴比伦在地上。
You who weaken the nations, why are you being cut down to the ground? This is referring also can be referred to Babylon.
所以这段圣经可以双关的呀。
This verse has two meanings.
好，那十三节到十四节有几个我？
In verse 13 and verse 14, how many I?
有几个我？
How many I?
六个。
哦， six.
你真说我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在神众星的以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。十四节
Verse 14,
我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。这几句话里面，这几句话里面得罪神最深的是哪一句话？
In these verses, which is the most offending towards God?
大概是最后一句啊，我要跟至上者，至上者就是神啊，跟神同等。
It's the last sentence, I will be like the Most High.
就是把人的地位从被造的提升到跟造他的同等。
It has raised the position of man from a creation to be equal to the creator.
那这个已经完全改变了神创造的次序。
This has rearranged the order of the creation of God.
在伊甸园里面说什么都可以吃，只是这个善恶果树你不可以吃。
In the Garden of Eden, they can eat all the fruits from all trees, but only the tree of good and evil.
你吃了就必定死。
The day you eat, you shall die.
这个代表神是主人。
This represents that God is the Lord, is the master.
人是被造的。
Human is the creation.
那人吃了想要跟神一样有智慧。
If man eat and try to be as wise as God,
要跟神同等，要取代神，要爬过神的上面，这个就是罪。
To be equal to God and to even above God, that is sin.
所以在其我们等一下后面有提到他不断的在论说其实你只不过是人。
And it keeps on saying, it also saying that actually you are just a man.
你不是神。
You are not God.
我们常常忘记这一点。
Many times,
我们只是一个人。
We forget that.
我们常常以为我们是神。
We often think that we are God.
好，那结果是怎样？
What is the result?
十五节。
Verse 15.
然后你必坠落到阴间，到坑中极深之处。
You shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit.
可见这个天使他要跟神同等，到最后堕落到极深之处，可见有一个更高的力量在掌管一切。
This angel who wanted to be as high as God, but eventually was fallen to the deepest depth of the pit, and we know that there's a higher power that is controlling everything.
如果没有一个更高的力量在控制一切，那他说这样他就可以成就了。
If there's no higher power than this angel, then he will be successful.
所以这段圣经是在相关的讲巴比伦的堕落是出于至高，但也是在讲天使的堕落也是出于至高。
So this verse isreferring to the fallen of the angel is because of the Most High, and also the falling of the Babylon is also because of the Most High.
这是十四章。
This is chapter 14.
那到十五章以后，
and from chapter 15 on,
我们就看到神借着先知在论到列国神要怎么样审判他们。
The prophet Isaiah described how God will punish the nations.
十七章提到大马色
，and chapter 17 describing the Damascus.
十八章再提到埃及
，and chapter 18 refer to Egypt.
我知道哈
，and Ethiopia.
那十九章就提到埃及
，chapter 19 Egypt.
那在这个论到埃及里面我们可以看到，我们来看十九章啊。
Let's look at chapter 19.
十四节。
Verse 14.
神使谬误的灵参入埃及中首领使埃及一切所做的都有差错，好像醉酒的人呕吐的时候东倒西歪一样。
Verse 14. The Lord has mingled a perverse spirit in her midst, and they have caused Egypt to err in all her work.As a drunken man staggers in his vomit.
圣经里面讲神是绝对的对的。
The Bible mentioned that God is absolutely right.
绝对的善。
and absolute mercy.
那雅各书第一章说，一切美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐，都是从他来的。
And in the book of James, mentioned that all the good things and the blessings come from God.
那这个地方啊，神对当时的这埃及人啊，允许啊，神允许谬误的灵，这个谬误灵不是神的灵啊。
The perverse spirit is not the spirit of God.
是其他的灵。
It's other spirit.
进到埃及中间。
To enter Egypt.
那这个灵一进去以后啊，他就好像醉酒的人啊，什么都不正常。
And once this perverse spirit enter Egypt, then they are like a drunken. Everything is abnormal.
我们昨天有查考过啊。
Yesterday we studied.
我们现在人的生活有一个灵的工作，但是我们常常不会感觉。
We study our daily lives nowadays. There's a work of the spirit, but oftentimes we do not realize.
在保罗的书信里面有提到。
In the letters of Paul.
第二章以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二节哈
，verse 2
啊，这是在指我们信耶稣以前。
This is referring to before we come to Christ.
行事为人随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权的首领。所以有一个空中掌权者。
There's a person. There's a principle that controls the world.
这个不是从，这不是神。
This is not God.
这是恶者的灵。
This is the spirit of the wicked.
现今在悖逆之子心中运行。
Is working among those who rebels against God.
可见一个人啊，反抗神、不信神、犯罪，就是他心中有一个灵在运行。
Everyone that is against God, there's a spirit working within him.
你不管文化文明再高
，regardless of how civilized you are,
这是人看的。
This is from the side viewpoint of man.
但是在神看起来，人不愿意顺服神，就是有一种灵的工作。
In the eyesight of God, if a person do not obey God, then there is a spirit working, other spirit working in him.
所以第三节叫放纵肉体私欲。
In verse 3, they were enjoying the lust of their flesh.
随着心中喜好去行。
They fulfilled their desires.
到最后在神看来他是可怒之子。
And they were hated by God.
所以以赛亚书第十九章里面提到一个灵。
And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 19, referring to a spirit,
乖谬的人进入埃及
a perverse spirit entered the midst of Egypt.
我们再看到以赛亚书二十章
Now, Isaiah chapter 20.
这个预言埃及于古时被掳
It prophesied the Egypt, the fallen of the Egyptian and the Ethiopian.
那二十一章
chapter 21,
他看到异象，看到巴比伦被灭。
He saw a vision, saw that the kingdom of Babylon was destroyed.
所以在启示录里面，巴比伦是非常荣耀的。
In the book of Revelation, Babylon was very glory for a period of time.
但是在主再来的时候，巴比伦要败落。
And when the Lord comes again, it will be destroyed.
好，我们看，再看二十二章。
Chapter 22.
二十二章他就提到啊，圣城耶路撒冷。
It mentions the holy city Jerusalem.
预言
prophesies
他的灾祸将会来到。
The suffering of the city.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
当日主万军的神叫人哭泣哀嚎，头上光秃，身爬麻布。这是神要人做的啊！你要悔改，这就是悔改的表现。
Verse 12, this is what God want man to do is to show your repentance.
然后这样神要尼尼微成人改变。
Just like the God want the people in the city of Nineveh to repent.
叫当时的约拿先生传警告。
He asked Prophet Jonah to send the warning.
那在这个世代，神叫以赛亚传警告。
And in this generation, God sent Prophet Isaiah to send the warning.
但是尼尼微城的人跟耶路撒冷城对神的警告有什么不同呢
What is the difference between the people of Nineveh and the people of Jerusalem in the reaction to the warning from God?
尼尼微城的人，从国王一直到最小的，连包括动物都披麻蒙灰进食祷告。
The people in the city of Nineveh, from the king down to even animals, they were repenting and they pray.
所以神就不降灾祸。
God did not destroy them.
那耶路撒冷的人是对神的警告什么回应？
What is the response of the people of Jerusalem when they heard the warning?
13节
Verse 13.
谁知道人道欢喜快乐，宰牛杀羊，吃肉喝酒，说我们吃喝吧，因为明天要死啊。
Verse 13. But instead, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
这个很像现在人生活方式。
This is just like the lifestyle of today's people.
大家对人生的结论推论是一致的。
And everyone's conclusion about the life is the same.
就是人会死。
Men will die.
你不管信耶稣不信耶稣，对人生结论是一致的。
Regardless whether you believe in Christ or not, the conclusion is the same.
但是从这个一致人生的结论里面往回推却有。不同的生活方式。
If you derive backward from this same conclusion of death, they will have two different lifestyle.
一个敬畏神的，因为我们会死，所以我们今生就是为着来世在预备，要灵修，要做圣工。
For those who fear God, we know that we will die, and we are preparing for our coming life.
但是对一个没有信的人来讲，因为我要死，所以我有机会，我就要享受。
For those that who do not believe in God.They enjoy when they get the opportunity because they know death is coming eventually.
那当时这个神的选民对先知所传的警告反应就是这样。
And that was the response of the people of Israel after they heard the warning from God.
啊，你如果说大难要来，我们会死，好吧，把握现在，宰牛羊，吃喝快乐。
Okay, if you say suffering and disasters are coming, so we'll just enjoy ourselves now.
但是对罪呢
？What about sin?
这看不见，我们不管。
They cannot see sin, so they did not care about the sin.
不是神没有给他们机会。
It is not that God did not give them opportunities.
是他们选择放弃的。
But they chose to give up.
好，所以十四节。
Verse 14.
万军的神亲自默示说：“我这个罪孽直到你们死断不得赦免。”所以不是死了罪就没有了。
It is not that when you die your sin will disappear.
神说：“这个罪一直到你死都不得赦免。”
And here God mentioned that.The iniquity there will be no atonement for you, even if you die.
就是代罪，死在罪里，要面对神啊的审判。
You have sinned and you die in sin, and you will face the judgment of God.
所以二十二章在预言耶路撒冷遭毁灭。
The chapter 22 prophesies the destruction of Jerusalem.
是因为人不愿意改变罪恶的生活方式，宁愿啊放纵在罪中的快乐。
Because Men, the people refuse to repent and indulge in sins.
所以耶路撒冷的命运就这样决定了。
And that was how the fate of Jerusalem was decided.
到二十三章。
Chapter 23.
以赛亚书的二十三章。
Isaiah chapter 23.
这个在预言推罗的败落。
Prophesy the falling of Tyre.
然后在十三节开始，他也预言推罗会败落七十年。
And in verse 13, he also prophesied that Tyre will be in destruction for 70 years.
在二十二章的后面。
In the later part of chapter 22,
我们看二十五节。
Verse 25.
万军的人神说，当那日钉在坚固处的钉子必倾斜，被砍断剁，挂在其上的重担必对灭。这是神说的，这也是在预言将来耶路撒冷要败落的情况。
That is also a prophesy the conditions of the Jerusalem before they being destroyed.
那二十四章。
Chapter 24.
二十四章在描写以色列百姓被约，所以主降火。降灾祸来罚他们。
In chapter 24, mentioned that because the people of Israel did not obey the covenant, that's why God sent down fire to punish them.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
地被其上的居民 污秽的，因此他们犯了律法，废了律例，背了永约。
The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant.
这提到三点：律法、律例、永约。
Laws, ordinance, and everlasting covenant.
这个本来都是好的。
All these are supposed to be good.
啊，犹太人能够超过其他的选民，是因为有律法、有律例，还有跟神有约。
The reason why the Jews are above the other nations because they have laws, ordinance, and everlasting covenant with God.
那现在违背了。
They have transgressed and broken all this.
所以神要刑罚他们。
God wants to punish them.
好，我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
新酒悲哀，葡萄树衰残，心中欢乐，俱都叹息。第八节。
Verse 8.
击鼓之乐止息。宴乐的声音完毕，弹琴的乐也要窒息。这里讲啊，人间的这个快乐啊，当神开始发怒，一切都过去了。
When God angers come, all the happiness in this world will vanish.
所以只有在神里面的喜乐才能够永远存在。
Only the joy in God is everlasting.
离开神，这些人间的快乐是不能够拥有的，永远有的。
Apart from God, all this enjoyment in life is not long lasting.
所以，如果我们看到一个人不要神，只要今生的快乐，我们真的是为他很担心。
If you see a man that depart from God and only want the things of this world, then you will be worried for him.
因为有的还没有死，痛苦就来到了。
Some when they are still alive, they will have hardship.
不要神，只要快乐，这个快乐没有办法永久的。
If you only want happiness and do not want God, then your happiness will not last.
但是如果能够抓住神，虽然物质上可能没有什么很大的快乐，心中来喜乐跟平安是一生一世的。
If you can grab hold of God, even though you may not have a lot of material things to enjoy, but your joy and happiness in God is everlasting.
所以人生的那个根本是什么？
What is the basis of man?
人活的那个根就是神，这个根要抓住。
And the basics that we are alive is because God, we need to hold on to God.
如果这个根放掉了，一切都没有了。
If you let go of this, then you have nothing left.
所以以色列被是神的选民，他把根放掉了。
Even though the Israelites were the chosen people of God, but they let that go.
所以神的恩典就离开了，所有的喜乐都没有了。
And the blessings and the mercy of God departed.
这是一个历史。
This is a history.
要让我们来做见解，做学习。
For us to learn, and also as a warning to us.
那我们这节就到这里结束。
And we conclude this session.